revised single-payer Medicare for All plan.
This is a struggle for the heart and soul of who we are as American people.
More than a dozen Senate Democrats are sponsoring the legislation. Other Democratic candidates have backed away from the idea, arguing Medicare for All is too costly and politically infeasible.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. This is Fox News.
WACV, and that's why they invented washing machines, I guess. You know, there are times when it's just the way God plans it, like Billy Preston said in that great song. I got a text from my friend Don Davenport, who's involved with the Salvation Army today, and he was really upset that this vandalism had occurred, and sure, let's see what we can do. And this wonderful couple, the Farringtons, come down to join us and talked about the situation, but some of the other things that they've got going on. And it's a great organization. And I just happened to tell my story. And before I know it, I'm right back to where I was. And the Lewis's call, Ginny Lewis calls from Lewis Lawn, and they and Independent Glass are going to solve this problem. A window, you know, and this is an organization that does not have resources to waste because somebody was on drugs and threw a rock through the window, for whatever reason they did, who knows. And we get a problem solved, and we made friends today. I want to have them at Baumhauer's one of these nights. I think it'd be great. And thanks to everybody who's been texting and calling and asking to help. But you can't plan that. And I had no idea. But I just feel like I got clobbered emotionally. And it's great. Really is great. And you guys continue to just amaze me. 5 minutes after 5 on News Talk 93.1 FM, Brett McDonald will be joining us. I haven't even had a chance to look at the numbers today. And I couldn't see them now if I wanted to because my eyes are all watery. How did that happen? It has started to get warm. We've been noticing that. If you don't have a company to back up your family's comfort, may I recommend Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Tremendous group, super qualified people, the best HVAC technicians, the finest plumbers, and people who are thoroughly background checked and vetted. And they do that, even though Clark's is quite certain we're hiring people here that we can trust to go into people's homes. They want to take that extra step to be sure. And then when they do come to your house to check on your heating or AC or fix a plumbing issue, you'll see exactly what I've been talking about for about 10 years now. These are superhuman beings, like the folks we just had in our studio. They're just good people. So you want competence and great service, and Clark's offers you both. And a membership is a really great investment for you because you get 2 annual tune-ups to your system. Bobby Clark says, you know, that unit that keeps you and your family comfortable, that should last 20 to 30 years. And it will if you give it TLC. And on this show, TLC means the love of Clark's. Call them at 277-2125, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com for more information. Alabama certification number 99004. Sharon, good afternoon.
Hi. Hi. I just wanted to call and share my experience with Salvation Army.
Sure.
2 experiences, both in Florida, Ivan and Katrina. Mm-hmm. I went down on the weekends to help, you know, clean up. Mm-hmm. And there was Goodwill and United Way there with coffee for like 10 cents a cup and, you know, a donut for a dime or whatever. And 100 feet away was Salvation Army, and it was free. Mm-hmm. And so I started researching it and found that their overhead is like nothing. You know, 10% or whatever.
Right.
Whereas United Way is like 85% overhead. And the more I looked into it, the more Salvation Army became like this shining example of what it should be. And I never donated to anybody but them for all this time.
That's one reason why, first of all, they are amazing, and you're right, they have the lowest overhead, and yes. They're always there, you know.
And they're always first on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where it is, they are first on the scene of any disaster.
That's not to diminish the good that any other organization does, but
I'm not saying that.
And I'm not accusing you of that. Please, Sharon, don't misunderstand.
Yeah.
But since I've been working here at Blue Water, we have been involved with them. I've rung the bell. You know, we've done all kinds of stuff with them. And I've learned a lot about them in that time.
Yeah.
But the story I heard today about the Farringtons, this wonderful couple. I want to buy them dinner at Bomb Hours. And I want everybody in our group to meet them because they're just great human beings.
Well, let me know when you do that, and I will find a ride. I don't come to Bomb Hours because I can't see the drive at night.
I'm going to hold you to that now, Sharon, okay?
You do that.
I will. And I really appreciate your good words today. It means a lot.
Thank you for having them on. That was wonderful.
It was.
Broke my heart again.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I lived through it.
I know. Thank you so much for for sharing your story, too. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye.
5:10, traffic and weather together, and then we're right back.
We've made it into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region. The boulevard is extremely crowded around the Troy Highway and Baptist Hospital area. We also have a big crowd around I-85 and the Atlanta Highway. If you're on the Atlanta Highway, there's a lot of folks going with you. It's busy all the way from Eastdale Mall out to Taylor Road, and then Taylor Road up through East Chase towards Vaughn Road. The interstates are rolling along pretty well. There's still that little bit of a delay if you are northbound on 85 when you get to Taylor Road. Also, as you approach the interchange at I-65, you're going to slow down there. We don't see any trouble on I-65. If you're in the downtown area, the entertainment district is overcrowded right now. Lots of folks looking for parking spaces headed to opening night at Riverwalk Stadium. Be careful down there and watch out for pedestrians. They're out to enjoy a ball game and aren't really paying attention. You need to look out. Festival Plaza is the center for shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, it's going to be great. Mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 61. Tomorrow, another breezy, warm day. We should be dry with a high temperature up to about 84. And then a dry Thursday evening, but there could be some thunderstorms into the wee hours of late Thursday night into the first half of the day on Friday. Friday's high around 80. Risk of some scattered showers and storms around at times on Saturday. Then the potential for severe weather continues to grow during the daytime on Sunday. All modes of severe weather would be possible. We'll watch it for you, of course. Now would be a good time to get our weather app on your phone or tablet. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Countdown to Game of Thrones. Only 4 days left to get your Daenerys Targaryen cosplay ready and then figure out something for your wife to wear. Countdown to Game of Thrones.
Gosh, you think it was WrestleMania or something.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's check in the world of money with Mr. Wright on the money. Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon to you.
Hey, buddy. How's it going today?
I'll tell you, it's been an interesting day. We're winding up the show, getting ready to head over to Baumhauer's for our Wednesday night gathering. We had an incredible visit from the Salvation Army. They had some vandalism and a married couple, the Farringtons, came, told us what happened, but also talked about different... I got to tell you, turn me inside out emotionally, and I'm just trying to get my breath back. It was just a fantastic, God-driven experience, and I loved it. So that's, in 25 words or less, my afternoon so far. I'll take it anytime. Yeah. So let's see. Am I seeing green here today? It's kind of a flat day, huh?
Yeah, it's going to stay flat until we get into the meat of these earnings. You know, Friday we get these bank earnings. That's going to be really, really telling. You know, like I was mentioning the other day, and I'm pretty excited about it. You know, I do sort of get geeked up. I must admit, I'm an earnings kind of person, fundamentally driven, even though I speak a lot about macroeconomics. I do enjoy hearing what these CEOs have to say about their businesses and how they see things going for the rest of the year. So we kicked that off on Friday with Wells Fargo and J.P. Morgan, which incidentally also, I don't know if you guys caught any of it, I sort of enjoyed watching all the CEOs there, you know, in front of the Maxine Waters. Yeah. And the rest. That was even AOC, you know.
God, what's it like to have a 12-year-old question these people who have actually, you know, built and done something?
It was so sad. Ugh. I mean, Greg, it was just so sad. I was watching it like everyone else, I'm sure. Really more than anything, just for the sound bites, the shock value. I mean, you got a guy like Jamie Dimon. Mm-hmm. Who's incredibly smart.
Yeah.
Sitting here being questioned by her about people who broke the law in the credit crisis and comparing that to kids who jumped the turnstiles to get on subways in Queens and are arrested.
She has a gift for comparing unlike things like nobody I've ever seen. She told us today, another great clip, the reason we have this migration crisis at the border is because of climate change. You know, it's like you can't even get mad because it's so beyond stupid and irrational. Just amazing. Just amazing stuff.
It really is. It really is. And it's not, you know, and it's not just, you know, conservatives or really, I would even say moderates. It's even those who are a little left of moderate that are like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? They wanted her to shut up. I think they would love for her to be able to sort of be the, you know, the face of the party. But she's just too young, and she's just way, way off base, and they can't control her. But anyway, you know, it was good. I enjoyed watching a little bit of that while I was working in the office. Outside of that, we got sort of the much anticipated minutes from the latest Fed meeting, and it was about what we expected. You know, they said they're not going to raise rates this year. They left the door open possibly for one at the very end of this year, just depending upon economic conditions. But by and large, you know, the Fed is just going to stamp out. And so we don't really have to be too concerned about interest rates going up anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we look at other data, like the Consumer Price Index came out today. That was interesting because it was a little bit, you know, above expectations. But again, it's 1 month, and a month doesn't make a trend. So nothing to be too terribly alarmed about. But the market's going to stand pat until we get deep into these earnings, and then I think you're going to see it make its next move. And keep in mind, you know, we are at or close to right at market highs right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're holding right there pending these earnings releases over the next few weeks.
Let's take a look, if you can, kind of lay out for us the days ahead. Because you always tell us the market's reacting this way, it's waiting for this particular event. Can you kind of lay out the next week for us, what we should be, you know, what are the newsmakers going to be?
So you've got a couple of different really big themes. I did watch as well an interview with Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, and how about that little political sort of showdown with he and Maxine Waters?
Oh, my God.
That was unreal. That was absolutely unbelievable.
She's another one that belongs in jail, but we'll talk about that some other time.
Yeah. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, no, she's just another one of those people who came from a poor background who somehow became a multimillionaire in Congress. Her husband has a bank, you know, and she's on a banking committee. Nothing to see here. Just keep moving along. It's one of those kind of deals, you know.
Incredibly warped thinking, I'll tell you that.
Uh-huh.
Because yeah. I saw an interview with her as well, and you know, they asked her, did those CEOs of those banks deserve their jobs? And she said, well, you know, they need to be able to modify loans if people can't pay them. They need to be able to change the rules to do all this stuff. And if they, in other words, just, you know, forget about the contracts or the agreements that people make with
right.
banks.
Uh-huh.
Just forget it. It's whatever feels good. So she said, but if they don't do that, what we want them to do, then no, they don't deserve their jobs. You know, that's really communist sort of way of thinking, but that's just me. But anyway, back to Mnuchin, you know, he did say today in that interview that they felt like they had mutually agreed upon the rules of engagement, so to speak, and the way that they're going to hold each other accountable with this Chinese trade deal. That's a big deal because that was one of the main stumbling blocks to sort of getting a deal done. And I think with that sort of behind us now, you asked me, you know, over the next 4 to 8 weeks or so, mm-hmm. I think these earnings are probably going to be the number one market moving event by far. I think the Chinese trade deal is baked into the market right now. As a matter of fact, I would say if that deal were to fall apart, even in the face of decent earnings and in decent earnings guidance, market would go down on that news. So I think it's going to be, you're going to see headlines about a grand historical Chinese trade deal gets done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mnuchin himself said it would probably be the greatest trade deal done in the last 40 years.
Wow.
And it probably will be. So we hope to see that. And then I think you're going to see market moving headlines, you know, and it's either going to be something to the effect of, you know, market hits all-time historic highs as, you know, corporate America provides relief to, you know, for those who had anxiety or what have you. Or it's going to be global economic slowdown is beginning to impact America.
Mm-hmm.
Corporate CEOs are guiding down and saying business is not good overseas, and we get a correction in the market. So You know, it's really tough for me. I choose to believe that it's going to be, honestly, somewhere right in the middle. I don't think it's going to be as bad as people think it is, only because I think a lot of people out there are misreading sort of the tea leaves, if you will. I think this corporate tax rate is having a lot more to do with the slowdown happening overseas than people realize. And I think the United States is actually taking advantage of the weakness overseas. Rather than the other way around, you know. So it does remain to be seen, but nevertheless, we've sort of cast our lots, and we have our belief about what's going on, and we've positioned portfolios accordingly.
Folks, we would like you to have the chance to sit down and talk to Brent about your financial future, and it starts with $1, okay? The conversation doesn't even start with money. It's about, where do you want to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years? What do you anticipate preparing for down the road in your life, and getting with people who can help you devise a plan and create that nest egg and that goal of a comfortable retirement? And it starts with that first dollar and a call to 387-0094. And make that appointment to see Brent and meet the incredible people he's got at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. That's 387-0094. All right, Brent, we will talk again tomorrow, my friend. Thank you.
Absolutely, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
We appreciate you.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
So the headline on Drudge, I'll wait till Joey gets back because this is over my head. With all the stuff going on, with all the stuff we were talking about with Brent and the insanity in that juvenile group of people we call Congress. Unreal. A new human species was found today. Did you see this story? Homo luzonensis. History rewritten. Evidence of a new human species from about, it's from the Wall Street Journal of all places, unearthed in a limestone cavern. And then, of course, you hit the paywall, so that's all I can tell you. I'm not paying for the Wall Street Journal. But anyway, apparently this species is, they went out of business 50,000 years ago or something like that. It's always something new. They're always finding new creatures above ground and in the water that they didn't know existed. We don't know at all. It's kind of humbling. I can think of some political types who could benefit from that type of thing. All right. Let's, at 525, before we go to drive, a little catching up to do here. And by the way, I always saw a hilarious meme today featuring Stacey Abrams, who continues to insist that even though she's not the governor of Georgia, she actually won that election, and now she's being touted as a potential presidential candidate. And there's a meme, as Jacqueline likes to call them, going around where it says she won the election in Israel yesterday, too, among others. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are two of my favorite people. They are fantastic human beings. But they are the people you would want on your side in a legal situation like a divorce, because they know their stuff and they're tenacious in their representation. And they specialize in representing men. Now, having been down that road in my crazy life, I can tell you this, you can do it my way or you can do it the right way. And that is, get out of the way, hire two people like Dana and Jacqueline to look after your best interests so you can focus on coming out on the other side of a divorce, which is never an easy thing, intact, whole, moving forward with your life. Read the testimonials on their website, divorceformenalabama.com, and you'll see the difference they've made for real people who have gone through it And nobody really knows how they're going to react as the process goes on. Nobody thinks ahead to, wow, my life is really going to be different. And that's going to take most of your energy. So let them take care of putting together an agreement that you can live with. How many times have we heard people call into the show stuck with a deal that was unmanageable? Dana Dulkin, Jackman Tomlinson are all about not only looking out for an agreement that you can live with, but when it comes to matters of custody, men often get shortchanged in this state because of old biases that went out with, you know, long ago. Let's just say it that way. So let them look out for you. Their number is 819-4810. If you are a News Talk listener, they offer a generous discount on your consultation fee. 819-4810. DivorceForMenAlabama.com. That's Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Okay. Well, I have a call coming in. Let me grab it since Joey is busy elsewhere. Hi, who's this?
It's Chad,
the legal eagle and local heartthrob. We were just talking about Dana and Jacqueline.
Yes.
How are you?
Oh, yeah, they're great. Well, did you feel the air go out of the room during the Senate hearing when Bob Barr told Gene Shaheen, yes, there has been spying on the Trump campaign?
Yes, and I love the way I mocked the way she asked it. It was like, you're not saying.
Oh, no, surely you're not saying that there was spying on the Trump campaign.
Yeah, actually, I am saying that, ma'am.
Actually, I am. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now. You just and now the fact that Nadler and Schiff, Pencilneck, are going crazy tells you that the plane is over the target.
Yes. It is. And
everything that we've known, Greg, everything that you and I have known and everything that everybody else knows.
For 2 years. For 2 years.
They have an investigation against high officials in the FBI, CIA, the DIA. It's going to be Clapper, Comey, Brennan, Stroke, Lisa Page. All of those people.
How about Loretta Lynch and Hillary? Why not?
All of them. It's going to go right back to where it goes to, and that is Barack Hussein Obama.
That's right.
Because you cannot, the FBI, there's no way the DOJ and the FBI and the CIA and the others engaged in this domestic spying on an opposition campaign without the president knowing.
And using false documentation to gain warrants to do that spying. I mean, this dwarfs Watergate and every other political scandal in history. And you know what's going to happen? They'll start at the bottom with the Strokes and Pages and say, who told you to do what and when?
Oh, yeah.
And they'll work their way right up the food chain to the Oval Office.
My guess is they already have quite a bit of that testimony already. And the fact that Devin Nunes is getting ready to refer 8 or 9 cases to the Department of Justice. There's already been a lot of work. A lot of it's been under seal, but now it's starting to come out in the public. It's being released, and now everybody is seeing the big picture. You know, everybody's been looking at a tree. Now we're seeing the forest, and we can see the exactly what happened here, and that is it was an attempted coup by the elite and liberals in the Democratic Party and their friends inside the media and their friends inside the CIA, the FBI, et cetera. And I'm not slandering all the FBI. I'm talking about the 1% of 99% who decided that they were going to use their office to take down a duly elected president of the United States. And they were not successful, but they did hurt Trump badly. Because he's had to divert a lot of his time to this. And the thousands of stories that have been on TV and the thousands of interviews and bogus stories by MSNBC, NBC, CNN, 24/7, 365 for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Now the emperor has no clothes, right? And Bob Barr is the first adult to walk in the room and say, yes, I'm investigating this. You're damn straight. I called a code red. You know, that's exactly what it is. You know, this is the code red, and if it turns out the way you and I know it's going to turn out, if Bob Barr and IG, I think this IG's report is going to be tremendous.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, so I think we're finally going to see the end.
At
of
last.
All by the way, there's Hollywood film crew in my neighborhood today, so that's pretty interesting. I guess they're coming here to video me, huh?
They're getting ready to shoot the Legal Eagle story.
Exactly right, man. It's going to be on Lifetime, right?
Appreciate it, man.
All right, buddy. I'll take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Keith Barnett.
Hey, yes, sir. How are you, Greg?
Hi. You're calling on the event taking place at Lowe's this Saturday, right?
Yes, sir. Elmore County's 10th Annual Preparedness Fair. I appreciate you letting me come back on. I'm sorry I didn't make it down there. I had some vehicle mechanical problems.
Sorry to hear that.
Thanks for letting me call in.
All right, now give us the summary on this, because I'm either that or if you want, we can take some time at the end of the break. What would you like to do?
Either way, whatever's best for you. Just, you know, real quickly, it's our 10th annual preparedness fair at the Lowe's in Wetumpka this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we're inviting everybody out to come out and, you know, learn how to put a preparedness kit together and meet first responders. It's family fun.
Yeah, we talked to you on the morning show today. It looks like a great event and lots of stuff going on for kids, lots of fun. But at the heart of it all, it's all about preparedness. And let's see, I'm trying to remember some of the salient points.
Oh, we've got, we're going to have two or three, a scavenger hunt.
Yes.
A ready race for the kids, face painting for the kids. We'll have, like the Thunder truck out there and all the fire trucks, police cars that they'll be able to see and take pictures with. And everybody, including them and the parents, can get to meet the first responders and shake their hands for all the firemen and police and, you know, all the guys that put their life on the line every day for all of us.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time. And, again, the location is the Lowe's in Wetumpka.
Yes, sir. Lowe's in Wetumpka this Saturday, 10 to 1. And just real quickly, I heard you when I first got my car back talking about the Farringtons, and they are fabulous people. They have been involved in both of our tornadoes. I've got them in my cell phone. They are some of the first ones to call and want to come and help anytime we've had anything. So
I absolutely love them. I absolutely love them today. I'm so glad. I'm sorry that the situation took place that brought them to the station today, but it happened. Can't undo that. But to have a chance to meet and talk to them today was a real blessing.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks again, Greg, for all y'all do. And, you know, once again, everybody come out this weekend and see us, especially before the bad weather on Sunday. Get your NOAA weather radios and get your preparedness kit.
You got it, my friend. And check in with us tomorrow. By the way, Rich Thomas is someone I consider the bestest of friends. But I also know how to look at Rich Thomas when he's watching a situation. And he is very, very concerned about this severe weather system that's coming in at some point over the weekend. Make sure you have his app. You'll get warnings as they're issued for severe weather, tornadoes, watches, warnings, all of that. And make sure you're listening tomorrow morning, because they'll have the latest on the time frame for that weather. I believe last we spoke, sometime possibly Saturday night or Sunday. I actually asked him, I said, is this going to interfere with my donut delivery Sunday morning? He said it could. So, and I have a gift for you.
Oh, yay.
You deserve a reward today. So guess what I have? Brand new Barney the Dinosaur. You grew up with Barney, and today Barney's going to talk about telemedicine of all topics. So we're going to do that right after this break, okay? Okay?
No.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 5 o'clock hour, and we have a mess on I-85. It is slow in the downtown area in both north and south directions. We also have a hang-up around Taylor Road and the Chantilly Parkway exit, so watch out if you're passing through those areas. I-65 is moving along at a speed limit ride. No problems over there. There are a couple of accidents that can slow you down this afternoon. One on Wares Ferry Road at Oakwild Drive, so watch out there. That's near Burbank. We also have a crash on the Troy Highway just past Taylor Road, so watch out on the southbound side there. The boulevard is pretty busy, but but it's not overbearing this afternoon. We don't have any accidents or any major delays, but you're going to slow down at the traffic lights. We still see a large crowd of folks in the downtown area around the entertainment district as they head in for the ball game this evening. The first pitch is at 6:35, so the crowds are going to be out there for quite a while. Be careful if you're in the downtown. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, protecting you and those you love. Find Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Alabama lawmakers have approved a budget that provides money for 500 additional correctional officers. The House of Representatives voted 103-0 for the general fund budget. The budget now moves to the Senate, and this comes after the Department of Justice issued faulty findings condemning Alabama prisons last week. And today, volunteers with the Alabama chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America gathered with survivors of gun violence to approach lawmakers. They're working to urge lawmakers to oppose bills that would allow people to carry hidden, loaded guns in public without getting a permit or passing a background check. Plus, today marks 2 years since Governor Kay Ivey was sworn in as governor, and we're looking back at what she's accomplished and asking what she plans to do in the future. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, it's going to be great. Mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 61. Tomorrow, another breezy, warm day. We should be dry with a high temperature up to about 84. And then a dry Thursday evening, but there could be some thunderstorms into the wee hours of late Thursday night into the first half of the day on Friday. Friday's high around 80. Risk of some scattered showers and storms around at times on Saturday. Then the potential for severe weather continues to grow during the daytime on Sunday. All modes of severe weather would be possible. We'll watch it for you, of course. Now would be a good time to get our weather app on your phone or tablet. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The United States Air Force Academy Band from Colorado Springs presents My Country, Tis of Thee at the Riverwalk Amphitheater in Montgomery, Alabama on Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. This family-friendly event will feature the concert band in a program that highlights musical diversity and represents the excellence of our men and women in uniform. The concert is free and open to the public. No tickets are required for this event, and seating is open for general admission.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. The Rocksteady Boxing Program at Metro Fitness is putting on a prom to raise awareness for Parkinson's and to raise money for the Rocksteady Foundation. Mark your calendars for Thursday, April the 25th from 6 until 8 p.m. at Metro Fitness. $25 for a single or $40 for a couple. Tax deductible. Come dressed in your prom attire and enjoy a DJ, photos, and of course food and drink. All for a great cause. For more information, contact Metro Fitness or check us out at metrofitness.com/rocksteady.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
WACD, what a day. You weren't here. Brandt was not only watching People's Money today, but talked about watching the hearing with Barr and Senator Shaheen, who I didn't even never really heard of, I guess is on this committee, asking, do you think there was spying on the Trump campaign? Or actually saying, putting him in a position where there was only one possible answer, the answer she wanted, which is no. You don't think there was spying on the Trump campaign, do you, Attorney General Barr? He said, yeah, I think there was. The question is, I mean, we may never get the answer to this. Why did Jeff Sessions recuse himself? Why was no effort made when people like us who pay attention have known about Stroke and Page and seen the text that there was an effort to literally attempt a coup on Donald Trump because he wasn't the president they wanted. And you said you've seen a lot of, like,
Chuck Schumer tweeted out, AG Barr admitted he has no evidence to support his claim that spying on the Trump campaign did occur. AG Barr must retract his statement immediately or produce specific evidence to back it up. Perpetuating conspiracy theories is beneath the office of the Attorney General. Here's the thing. You know what they have their panties in a wad over? He said spying, which Shaheen, or whatever the hell her name is the one who used the term spying. And he said, yeah, spying did occur. It wasn't spying. It was legal surveillance. Oh, shove your euphemism up your ass.
I think Joey is just agitated because he knows what I have for him here.
Yeah, I'm agitated. Don't. Fine, just play the Barney bit. What's it on?
Telemedicine. Do you know everything there is to know about telemedicine?
No, I know nothing. Like Jon Snow.
I think you should listen.
Join.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about telemedicine.
Join.
It used to be you had to take a car to see physicians. Now just get online, and then you will find you're diagnosed in no time like some sort of magician. Telemedicine is gaining popularity, but those doctors are signing prescriptions like they're Jon Snow giving away autographs at Comic-Con. Just cause a person's wearing scrubs doesn't mean they should give out drugs, cause they're creating super bugs that'll bring about the end of the human race. Skip the teledoctors who give you too many antibiotics, kids. Go see a real doctor. You know, the kind that'll give you Lipitor for the kickbacks. Barney loves you.
What do we learn from that?
Not much. I can't get past his stupid voice.
I want to...
Not 5 years old anymore, Greg.
Well...
I have temper tantrums like one occasionally.
Occasionally. There's something I want to mention here because...
And now my chair is shrinking! The hydraulic pump's all messed up!
Maybe that's God's way of...
I've been hanging out with you too much. I'm starting to act like you.
Sorry you've been condemned to this hellish experience. Because we were just... Barney was talking about telemedicine, and there's an article on Drudge about... parents holding measles parties to give their kids the virus so they become immune and don't need the vaccine jab. But the fact is, there were three diseases during my childhood: measles, mumps, and chickenpox.
Mm-hmm.
And it was inevitable you were going to get one of them before you were like 12 years old. So what parents did in those days is, if one kid came home with chickenpox, the other kids were kept around so they would get it, because they were going to get it,
right,
and get it all out of the way at once.
Right.
So this idea of calling it a party, that's kind of a, I don't know if that's the right term, but that's hardly a brand new concept, you know?
Right, that does make sense, too. I remember the chicken pox. Wasn't that bad.
I do, and I had them in my throat.
Oh, man, that...
And I had a terrible time. It hurt to swallow. It was really tough. Measles was really not much different than the flu, other than you had some red, you know, redness in your skin.
What about the mumps?
I was very young when I had them, like 4 or 5, and all I remember was the swollen glands around the face. Mumpy would make your face lumpy. Something like that. Survived them all. But, you know, your parents, and we told Janelle the same thing, because she had chicken pox when she was little. And don't scratch those, because they're going to, you know, you'll have permanent scars, and she's still got a couple of little... Because if you get them in the wrong place, man, they itch like crazy. So you can't really blame a kid for wanting to scratch. Anyway.
Request to play the Candace Owens thing again before the show's up.
I won't have time. I wanted to.
Fine! Seriously, I'm turning into you. I can't help it. Like, I'm having these emotional outbursts. Next thing you know, I'll be shoveling honey mustard and jelly and peanut butter in my mouth and watching the Smithsonian Channel.
By the way, what's on tonight?
7 p.m.
Yes?
Epic Yellowstone. Down the River Wild.
That is a great program.
Would you like to hear the description?
Mm-hmm.
Yellowstone River is the longest undammed river in the contiguous 48 states, flowing with a wildness that is both violent and vital to the creatures that are drawn to its banks. From Yellowstone Lake, North America's largest high-elevation body of water, to the Missouri River, following its nearly 700-mile journey over falls and through canyons into America's heartland.
Mm-hmm.
See how Yellowstone's bison, otters, coyotes, and thrill-seekers adapt to and thrive in these wild, untamed waters. Then at 8 p.m., America's Mississippi, the headwaters. I like the headwaters better than the tailwaters.
The Mississippi is a river.
Yeah.
It's a river's river.
That's quite a river. And then at 9 p.m., Monkey Island, Leaving Home.
Oh, I didn't know about this show.
Troop life is full of fun and adventure for teenage... What are these? Maca... McKay's? I don't know. M-A-C-A-Q-U-E-S. McCaw's?
No. McQuees.
Whatever. But it can't stay that way forever. When males come of age, they're forced out of the group. Follow young Ravi as he leaves his idyllic home and sets off on the journey of a lifetime. Watch as he navigates life in the big city, makes new friends, dodges danger, and tackles the most challenging experience of his life, finding a new troop to call home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be home from Baumhauer's in time to catch that.
Yeah, Monkey Island.
You know what I can't figure about a river? We went to a place in Minnesota, Stan. That's what I call it now because of who represents that state. You know, the Mississippi is such a long and mighty river. And it begins and then flows all the way south into the Gulf of Mexico. What I can't figure out or make sense out of is that the beginning of the river, a river's got to start somewhere. So, but you don't see like water pouring into the originating point of the Mississippi. I can't figure out how that works. Why it doesn't just all run into the Gulf of Mexico and then dry out.
Were you looking for an answer from me?
No.
Thank you.
East of the Rockies.
Hey, here's another one. Did I hear correctly, Joey, that your man Bernie said that he knew Joey, he knew Joe, when he was talking about Joe Biden? Did I hear that correctly, or was that just background noise?
All I know is that Bernie was asked about being a millionaire when he's a big socialist a-hole, and he said, well, I happened to write a best-selling book. That's why I got all this extra money.
Yeah, he's got a sports car. But no, I thought I heard him say that I know Joey, and I just think that would be a great drop, man. If you could find that, it would be awesome.
Is he talking about Biden?
No. It's Bernie said, I know. He was talking about Biden. Yes. It was Bernie Sanders talking about Joe Biden. He says, I know Joey. And I'm like, really? They call him Joey in Washington if you're really close?
Well, Bernie Sanders needs to get my name out of his mouth, all right? Old socialist.
All right, you guys
coot.
Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, East.
Old idiot fart.
I again want to thank Jenny Lewis.
Mongoloid. Anyway, yes. Thank you, Jenny.
Jenny Lewis from Lewis Lawn and Independent Glass. When we had the Salvation Army in, they were vandalized. They run on a very thin budget. So the resources that would be directed to helping people, and they help people who want to help themselves, that's a lot of that was a big hurt. And Lewis Lawn and Independent Glass stepped up this afternoon while they were here and said, we got it covered, which made for a very emotional moment on the show. It made me so grateful to have friends and sponsors of Free Speech and Talk Radio who have that kind of heart. It was an amazing privilege to be in the middle of that. Before I go, good word for my friend Charles Bubba Turner at John Lee Paint on Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. Their new product, it has their name on it. It's their first John Lee Paint brand product called Solar Proof. It's a 100% acrylic latex exterior house and trim paint that has features like self-priming, so you have to worry about putting on one coat before you put on Solar Proof, superior mildew resistance, and higher solids. It is a maximum UV protection paint, which means it'll stand up to the beastly heat and exposure of the sun here in Alabama. Solar proof, low sheen for the outside of your home, now available at John Lee Paints. They also, of course, carry Richards Paint, the brand we recommend for indoor painting. We've used it, and it does a phenomenal job. We put it on the inside. I saw that recently. Paint's been up for about 5 years now, and it still looks brand new. It's just a good paint gives you a good result and a long-lasting look. So if you're going to paint, do it right. Get products from people who live and breathe this 24/7, and that's the team at John Lee Paints. You got questions, ask, because they've got answers, and they can sell you whatever you need to get a great job done. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, and of course the professionals choose John Lee Paint for the very reason I just explained, they want a good result too. They know the importance of using good products. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. All right, we got traffic. I'm going to head over to Baumhauer's. We hope to see some folks there tonight. Look for the round tables at the end of the big bar in the middle of the restaurant. We'll see you there.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic is moving closer to the 6 o'clock hour, and we have a couple of things you need to look out for. We have a grass fire at 85 North and Day Street, so watch out if you're in that area. That's already a busy area, so watch out. We also have an accident at 85 South at Mulberry Street, so that's going to cause a little bit of a delay. You're already going to have a delay once you get right down there at the interchange, so slow down just a little bit early. Downtown still really busy, looking out for the Biscuits ball game this afternoon. If you're in the downtown area, watch out for the pedestrians, because there's a lot of folks walking in the streets. Early registration for summer term at Trenum State Community College is going on now through the end of April. Classes start May 22nd. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault?
Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. The Rocksteady Boxing Program at Metro Fitness is putting on a prom to raise awareness for Parkinson's and to raise money for the Rocksteady Foundation. Mark your calendars for Thursday, April the 25th from 6 until 8 p.m. at Metro Fitness. $25 for a single or $40 for a couple. Tax deductible. Come dressed in your prom attire and enjoy a DJ, photos, and of course food and drink. All for a great cause. For more information, contact Metro Fitness or check us out at metrofitness.com/rocksteady.
Join Vocal, Victims of Crime and Leniency, on April 12th at the Attorney General's Office in downtown Montgomery for a special program to recognize Crime Victims Week. Vocal, its partners, and crime victims will pay tribute to those lost to violent crimes and recognize the gains in victims' advocacy that Vocal has championed for since 1982. For more details on services, vigils, and general information, visit VocalOnline.org or call 800-239-3222.
Bring on the biscuits. Yeah, bring on the biscuits.
The biscuits are back, making fresh memories nightly. Each Monday is dedicated to our Golden Biscuits members, presented by Arrowhead Country Club and Blue Water Broadcasting. Membership perks include a ticket to each Monday home game, $10 in food bucks, and a discount at the Biscuit Basket. For more information, visit biscuitsbaseball.com or call 323-BALL.
Let's go.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from